Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
And we'll also say hello to Brooks Boyer, who I think is on the phone line. Hey, Brooks, it's John Williams. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. Happy Crosstown.
Yeah, no kidding. Happy Crosstown to you, my friend. What's the attendance at today's game? Do you have an early number? Is it sold out or close?
No, it's not. Today, tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday are sold out. There's some standing room onlys that we released. Today, there are tickets available. I think at last check, we had distributed over 36,000 tickets. So there are tickets that are available for today if anyone's interested in skipping out of work a little bit early.
Yeah, what the heck? We got 2 hours before the pregame coverage. That's 2:30, and then 3:05. What is it? What's the first pitch exact time, Brooks?
3:10 first pitch.
All right, so Brooks, got time to get down there.
John is sitting here with 10 of his coworkers. If he wanted to pick up tickets for the 10, you're saying he could do that?
He can do that for today. It's going to be harder. He's going to have to stand in the outfield for tomorrow or Sunday, but tickets are available, remain available for today's game.
And similarly, if Steve wanted to buy tickets today, Steve could buy tickets today. Is that also correct?
Steve could buy tickets today. We'd just probably charge him a little bit more.
Thank
well, then
you
it's
for
up
that.
To you, John. Yeah.
Hey, Brooks, we were talking to you from Cork and Kerry for the home opener. Here we are now, a week left in the season. I asked the members of the staff and the sports staff here, what are your highlights of the season? You get three. Go.
Well, I think the first highlight for me, when you think back, was because it's mostly recent, is when Michael Kopech came up for the game that was just, it was electric in the ballpark, and our fans understand our process. So for him to come up and create the excitement that he did for our fans was a lot of fun, and just kind of give a peek behind the curtain of the future. I think the next best, the number two, is ultimately what's to come this weekend when hopefully we beat up the Cubs and put the Brewers a little bit closer to them. And the third highlight is you know, more sincere and more accurate. It's you know, the reaction from our fans to Hawk Harrelson Day and the fact that we're saying goodbye to a legend in the broadcast booth, and the reaction from the fans this year, and I'm sure the reaction from the fans over the course of this homestand is going to be pretty unique. And it's not often you have, you know, someone you know, who has been in the booth for so long, so well known, not just in Chicago but across the country, hang up the microphone, he's a special guy for White Sox fans.
He told some great stories over his career, and it was really fun this year to hear the highlights when he'd be on various broadcasts and just reminiscing. It was a real treat. I got to tell Adam Engel, though, that you didn't think his catches were very impressive.
I will sub those in for beating up the Cubs this weekend because, man, were those something else. And what it's turned into is every time a ball is hit anywhere close to the fence, you expect him to catch it. And that does make it pretty exciting. The Yomer Sanchez walk-off celebrations were pretty awesome as well.
Yeah, we had that on our list. And, you know, I'm going to add one, and I think you're going to agree with me on this, and then I'll let you go. But I would say, and actually you don't know this, but in general I would say the fact that the White Sox and this radio station are doing business again was a real highlight for us. Baseball needs to be on WGN Radio. It's been so much fun getting to know you guys and get reacquainted. And when the first game was on, and the White Sox scored their first run, and it was on the road, of course. You didn't hear it, but I did. People were running up and down the halls of WGN screaming. We got a guy named Ernie who almost hurt himself, and it's very infectious. So we're really excited about what's to come.
WGN, that's a really great point. Todd Manley, the entire team at WGN, has been terrific to work with. And, you know, we really wanted a broadcast partner that was a true flagship, and what you guys do for us on a daily basis, and you know, hanging in there with us and working with us and promoting us, has been a pleasure. And I just, if I can take this opportunity to thank everybody at WGN Radio, what an amazing partnership this is, and for many years to come. And we're going to call a lot of great historical moments together.
Amen to that. We got some good people here. You do too. Let's stay in touch and let's win this series, okay?
You got it. Enjoy your Goose Islands over there. Thanks, guys. Go Sox.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Thank you, Brooks Boyer.